From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's parliament is expected to elect Cyril Ramaphosa as the new president Thursday. Ramaphosa said he will endeavor to continue what Nelson Mandela began.
We will continue with this legacy of fighting corruption and making sure that those who are corrupt and steal from the poor are brought to justice.
ANC Chief Whip Jackson Mthembu told a parliamentary committee meeting that the office of the Chief Justice has made itself available to officiate in the business of electing a new president Thursday. Investigators are still on the scene of one of the deadliest school shootings in the United States. Wednesday night, Florida Governor Rick Scott said he cannot imagine how their lives will be changed.
You come to the conclusion this is just absolutely pure evil. This state does not tolerate violence.
19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, a former student who had been expelled for disciplinary problems, is accused of killing 17 people and wounding 16 others at Florida's Majory Stone Douglas High School. Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, known for his lengthy dog quest to end the regime of President Robert Mugabe, has died on Wednesday. Anita Powell has more.
Even in his final months, Morgan Tsvangirai did not slow down in his life's mission to bring political change to Zimbabwe.
That in the interest of the people of Zimbabwe, Mr. Robert Mugabe must resign.
He got his wish shortly before his death. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
This is VOA News. Jeff Guster reports that cryptocurrency investors launched a lawsuit against CoinCheck Incorporated Thursday, seeking to force the Tokyo-based exchange to allow them to withdraw assets worth $183,000 frozen after last month's $530 million heist of digital money.
CoinCheck had frozen all withdrawals of yen and digital money after the January 26 heist and restarted Tuesday. It then saw a single-day outflow of $373 million in withdrawals. But it said it would keep curbs on withdrawals of cryptocurrencies until it could guarantee the secure resumption of its operations. The group filing suit had seen their cryptocurrency value slide over 30% since the heist and planned to launch a second lawsuit February 27th to claim for any lost value of the digital money frozen by CoinCheck. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Lebanese President Michel Aoun and Foreign Minister Gibran Basile Thursday following his arrival in Beirut. Tillerson is the most senior official from the Trump administration to visit the small Mediterranean country. The politicians were expected to discuss Lebanon's gas and border disputes with Israel. Israel has recently escalated its threats over Lebanon's invitation for offshore gas exploration bids along the country's maritime border. South Korea's Olympic outreach to North Korea has raised concerns that Seoul is willing to overlook human rights abuses to improve inter-Korean relations. Seem Poulsen is from the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in Seoul.
While, you know, it's good that there's talks and that there's that people are talking to each other, a human rights approach must be part of such a dialogue as well.
At the same time, there are questions as to whether the recent U.S. focus on the repressive nature of the Kim Jong-un government is meant to justify increased sanctions or even military action to end the North Korean nuclear threat. The U.S. Senate could vote on several immigration reforms proposal Thursday. Late Wednesday, a bipartisan group of 16 senators announced an agreement on legislation that would offer a path to citizenship for the undocumented immigrants brought into the United States as children. The bill would also authorize $25 billion in border security funding over the next 10 years, and while also focusing on immigration enforcement efforts. After several weather delays, Michaela Schifrin finally made her Pyeongchang Winter Olympic debut, speeding to a gold medal in the women's giant slalom. Askell Lund Svindal won the men's downhill, making the 35-year-old Norwegian the oldest ever Olympic gold medalist in alpine skiing. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.